evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. This is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo. My name is Tim. I'm located in the city of Broughton. I will be your net control station for this evening. Members of the Tri-City Amateur Radio, membership rather, of the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not required nor necessary to participate in this net. That don't wish to check into the net are certainly welcome to stand by and listen. This net operates on the 147.060 MHz repeater with a peel tone 156.7. If needed, the secondary is a 146.97, also with a peel tone of 156.7 Hz. This net is held each week Wednesday evening starting about 7 p.m. local time. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of the net is to provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio. Also to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset the repeater. TipsNet is a directed open net, and that means we call for a round of check-ins, and when we have everyone checked in, we'll go down through the list for comments and questions. During the check-in, please state if you have questions or comments for the net. We will ask for those questions or comments after everyone has been checked in. There's three sections to the TipsNet. The first, and takes the longest, is the open net with rounds of questions and comments. Second is the section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. And third, there's an opportunity for those that wish to swap, sell, or looking for amateur radio-related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communications should be directed to the net control station. When checking in to the net, please say, "This is," and then release the mic button like this. Listen to ensure no one else has called at the same time you have. If they have, let them go and then try it again. Then slowly give your call sign phonetically along with your name and location, and if you have a comment or question, then we'll ask you for details after everyone's checked in. This is Tim. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo, and I am your net control station for the evening. We'll start taking check-ins now. Please come with your call sign slowly.
That here is Kilo Alpha 6, Papa Delta Golf, KA6PDG. My name is Kevin. I'm located in Norwich. Couple of little notes scribbled on a piece of paper here. Nothing too earth-shattering. Happy New Year. Back to net.
This is
Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango Dave in Preston. No questions at this time, and nothing scribbled down either.
November Kilo 1 Victor Steve Coventry, and I do have one something I kind of like to get an opinion on. I guess it's a question.
Okay, net recognizes Kevin, K6PDG, with a couple of scribbled notes, hopefully you can read. Dave, K1DCT, and Steve, NK1B, with a possible question, or comment, or question, not sure which. And I do know that this is the first Wednesday of the month, and we had decided last month what we were going to talk about, and unfortunately I cannot find my notes, so I'm hoping somebody on the net tonight will be able to remind us what the topic will be this evening. However, always remember that if somebody comes with a question, we're going to put that first in order to be as much of assistance as we can. So in the meantime, any further check-ins that would like to check in, please call now.
Okay, this is Tim, KC1TWR, net control for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club. And Steve, I know you've got a question, but it sounded like it wasn't a burning hot question, so I think we'd like to go through a quick round first just to get everybody's whistle wet. And when we get you, you can hit us up with that question. So let's start off with Kevin and his scribbled note, KA6PDG, this is KC1TWR.
Tim and Dave and Steve and whoever else might be lurking out there, maybe planning on checking in or waiting to see if the net's interesting tonight, but this net's always interesting. Well, my first scribble note is actually the topic, as I recall, for tonight, and as Tim pointed out, we can talk about anything, but being the first Wednesday, as I recall, I went and grabbed my memory. Phoebe was playing with it, and I put it back in my head, and after wiping it off a little bit, you know how that goes. I think the topic was going to be, since it's New Year's, plans for the new year, 2020, as far as ham radio is concerned. Things you want to accomplish, projects you hope to work on, licenses you hope to get, whatever it might be. So, Tim, I think that's what it was. Let me reset real quick. Their scribble notes were the 697 repeater. I wonder how it's working. I haven't found anybody to talk to on it lately, although I haven't tried real hard. I brought it up and given my call, but I was kind of wondering how that repeater is doing. Have people been using it? Is it functioning well, or is it still in a state of flux? Because I know that there was still some more work to be done. And my third scribble is Scrabble. A few of us have been talking about 10 meters and even getting on 10 meters, testing it out a little bit. Josh and Dave and a couple of others. Has anybody played with 12 meters lately? And I just tuned up my rig, and yes, it tunes there. Turned the dial and went across the band, didn't hear anybody using it. And just kind of curious, maybe that would be worth a local experiment or two also. KA6PDG, enough out of me. Back to you, Tim.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Thank you for reminding us that talking about plans for the new year. Very happy that you were able to find your memory that Radio Cat Phoebe was playing with. And I hope you didn't get too many hairballs still stuck with it when you reinserted it. But it doesn't sound like it. Sounds like you did a good job cleaning it off. And quick look at the ARRL band plan for 12 meters. I'm showing that there's a set of frequencies that are used for RTTY and a set that are used for packet, and that's about it. So maybe I'm reading the plan wrong, maybe somebody will correct me, or we'll go from there and see what happens. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and go to Dave, see what comments he may have out of all of this, or anything he may have stirred in his memory. K1DCT, this is KC1TWR.
Well, good evening, Tim, Kevin, Steve. Let's see, I don't know, plans for the new year. Nothing big. I always think I have a plan to maybe put something rotatable up on my tower, but then I don't. I look at what some of these antennas cost, and I think, well, you know what? When the bands ever come back, if I see it again in my lifetime, then you really won't need all that much antenna. But so we'll see. Something comes along, or maybe I'll hit Powerball tonight, and that'll solve a lot of problems. So outside of that, no big plans for. Always play more radio than I did the year before, which sometimes works out. In fact, I was playing a little radio earlier on straight key night. so didn't make a ton of contacts. Only went at it for a couple hours, but made a few QRP CW contacts with the old straight key, so which has since been unplugged and put back on the shelf. So that's about all that's happening around here on in amateur radio land. K1 DCT back to net.
Okay, very good. The I guess that is the rotatable antenna always appeals to me, because there are times when it would make sense to have an antenna at a different angle. I can't remember if it was Steve or somebody else that was talking that they had two G5 RVs at right angles to each other. That way they could cover pretty much anywhere they wanted to go. But that depends on how much real estate you have and how you want to set it up, what have you. But anyhow, let's go on to Steve and see what question he may have, or what comments he may have based on what we've been talking about. In K1B, this is Net Control, KC1TWR.
Let me start with the 12 meters. Yes, I do check that once in a while, especially in a couple contests and stuff. I've actually made contacts on 12 meters. Most everything I have will tune onto it. The only thing I struggle with is 17 meters. I can't get anything to do on 17 meters. So far as things for, but I would be interested in doing something similar like we're trying to do with the 10 meter stuff. Doing things for the new year and such, I am way ahead on my tower project, which is part of what my question is. And, you know, I've just gotten way ahead of it. I don't know if the weather's been helpful, and I just have had the time to reset. One thing I didn't initially calculate was the distance the tower is from the shack. It climbs a hill quite rapidly, and the distance from the base of the tower to the entrance of the shack is 100 feet. 100 feet is kind of like that area where you don't really want to start exceeding that unless you really want to spend some money on coax. And then there's another 35 or 40 feet of up for the tower. So one of my potential solutions, which I'm waiting for some cables to come in. Let me reset. The radio unit itself of my 7100 and the tuner and all battery and a line to charge the battery and all that stuff up under the tower, and obviously in a container that will be suitable for the weather and all that stuff, and then simply run down to the shack. This radio, you can use basically network cable, you know, Cat6 cable to run the control head, and also USB back to the computer. That's a little bit tricky for the logging and stuff, but I'm trying USB over Cat6. So I have some cables and stuff coming over 100 feet long that I'm going to do some experimenting, obviously, before I draw all that cable. But just wondering if anybody had gotten involved in that. It seems to me like we're a pretty darn good idea, especially from the VHF end of it, which I'm going to be using VHF, NHF on that tower. I'm going to kind of simplify my whole setup. Having just 30 feet of like LMR 400 from the tuner to the antenna in any application seems like it would be the better performer to me. Back to that, NK1B.
Well, it's a very good question, Steve. And as far as the logging software goes, I guess you could possibly think about putting a small remote PC out there as well to do the logging right there over the USB, and then use the network cable, either a secondary network cable or through a hub up there to actually connect from your the PC back, a PC that's back at your house, to that PC to copy the files down, or use a remote control software for that PC. And it can be pretty small. I don't believe I've heard of anybody that's gotten, well, I guess it depends on which logging software you're using. And, yeah, find it. I think it's wonderful that you're being able to get a tower up there, and you're going to be able to get some altitude and some height going so that it can improve your reception and your contact range. I think that's wonderful. But it sounds like some interesting challenges. We'll see what people think about that. In the meantime, this is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. All amateur radio operators are welcome. If anyone else would like to check in at this point, please come with your call sign. Okay, we'll go ahead and go back to the top of the list. I will throw in my 2 cents about my plans for this year. One of them is I have my general license. I've been thinking about getting the next step up, and I think that because they're changing the questions and everything else this coming June, I've got to decide whether I'm going to actually go ahead and go for that or not. I guess it depends on what other projects I'm working on, but definitely by summertime I want to get some antennas up in my attic, if not in everything. So now that the holidays are pretty much over, I can sit down with drawing board, get past the analysis paralysis part, and time to, what is it, cut bait and fish or something of that nature. There's another expression involving toilets I won't get into, but anyhow, that's what I plan to do. And plus go through my amateur radio gear, which I've got strewn across the room, and start consolidating it onto certain shelves so I know exactly what I've got and I stop finding surprises. So, at this point, we'll go back up to Kevin, K6PDG. This is KC1TWR.
Thanks, Tim. Well, I wasn't being a very good listener because I sort of missed Steve's question. I got most of his discussion. I thought I heard somebody over on 673, and I was sort of trying to listen over there. And, you know, the both sides of the brain don't always work. My brain isn't necessarily in stereo. I think Steve may have been asking about the wisdom behind his plan and with the RG6. I've never worked with remote heads much, but I would think 100 feet would be a long way to get a signal out there to the transmitter, but I may be wrong. I've had in my fanciful thoughts, and we'll get back to that in a sec, with 2020, but I've often wondered if I had $1 million and 50 acres, what kind of setup might I have, and I have thought about radio being at the base of the tower, like Steve was describing, in a little shed or a little concrete box or building, and controlling it on some super high, very high or super high frequency in the amateur band, because we do have frequencies up in 900, 1.2, 2.3, way up there in the nosebleed part of the spectrum, and I think, without checking, I think it's legal to control up there. So all sorts of things to think about. Now back to 2020. I guess I would like to see if there are any improvements I can make to my HF antenna. Let me reset. I'm happy with the way it's performing. I'm extremely happy with it. But I'm a ham. I'm never satisfied. And is there a way to make it into a full-length doublet, or make it a little bit longer than it is, and maybe get it up higher, or get one end of it going up on the roof? Yes, it would have some sloping characteristics, but it would be straight rather than right now. Well, my thinking is it would be, which I have. Basically, the doublet is an L, but it works. The other thing that's probably more realistic, but equally or more difficult, is a project. One of the reasons I got the ICOM 7200 was the long-range plan with N1SPX Chuck is build some software and whatever else is needed where I can use the rig as a remote, but not in the classic way that you guys are using remotes, over the telephone, rather, using a touch-tone telephone from wherever I am. So the rig would go into the Raspberry Pi, which would go into our VPN, which then could get to it through our virtual PBX, which we use, and I'd be able to dial into the radio and using the touch tones on the phone, control the rig and use the rig. There is software like that out there, but from my checking, it's about $2,000 or so, and Chuck certainly has the ability and has expressed an interest in building that for me. Whether it'll happen in 2020, I don't know, but I got my toes crossed. KA6PDG, back to that.
Well, Kevin, sounds like you've got a couple of challenges there, but good challenges. As far as, like you said, even though your HF antenna seems to be working perfectly fine being amateur radio, you always want to improve. I always think that must run counter to the old New England motto, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But then again, if you can tweak it and get something better out of it, why not? So, yeah, that should be interesting. And good luck to you and Chuck on that software. It may take a while, but it sounds like a definitely worthwhile adventure. Okay, it's been a little while, so I'm going to do a quick call out. This is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo. My name is Tim. I'm in the city of Groton. And this is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. Anybody that would like to join at this time, please call now.
Whiskey 1, Julie, ask your Papa John, city of Groton.
That recognizes John, W1JOP. I've vetted you to the bottom of the list. You've got a couple of people ahead of you before we get there, so hold tight. Any further check-ins, please call now. Okay, we'll move on to Dave. I believe he's heard Dave's question. Now he's heard items that Kevin has brought up. I wonder what you think of those items, or maybe you've got something else for us. K1DCT, this is KC1TWR.
As far as antennas, you always like to think, well, if I could raise it up a little higher, if I could get it off pointed in this direction, and sometimes it helps and sometimes it doesn't. Actually, I've been in the situation where lowering the antenna 10 feet seemed to improve things greatly. So, it's a crapshoot. And I did not address the 12 meter query. I haven't been on 12 meters in a long time. I mean, those bands have been, like 10 meters, suspected to be dead. Maybe they're in just some sort of cryogenic state, waiting to awaken at some point when the solar cycle warms them up. But I haven't tried it in a long time. We certainly could, if someone's so inclined. Let's see. Steve's solution is interesting. Run out there with obviously some sort of voltage to keep that battery charged, and some Cat 6, I'm imagining, out there, probably with a few turns through a donut at the end, and not a glazed one, just to keep that RF sounds like an interesting solution. Although a lot of this coax, I think you've mentioned LMR 400, you know, 100 feet, you're not losing all that much. I don't have the specs here in front of me. I could look them up here on the interweb because I am sitting behind this magic box. But I haven't done that so far. So, but certainly a worthy solution and, you know, certainly doable. Let's see, as far as Kevin's remote control, I have seen people remote control through their cell phone, you know, wireless connection, that kind of cellular connection. I've seen that done. I haven't seen it done over a, just, you know, any other way. I know that stuff is out there to do all that. I have not delved into any of those things. I like my radios close at hand, and when I do operate portable, again, the radio is close at hand. So, and we live with what we can get done. So that's about it. Shoot it back to Net Control, K1DCT.
Hey, thank you, Dave. And good thoughts there. Yeah, 12 meter band, I never even thought about getting in there. I'll have to check my radios and see if I have anything that can reach that. And then see if I have, you know, set up to do backup and so forth. But let's go down to Steve and see if any of this has helped him out at all or if he has any clarity for us. And we'll go from there in K1V and KC1TWR.
And K1V. I was thinking Kevin was mentioning the two sides of the brain and being in stereo, and my brain is always in stereo. Where the problem lies is that it's not always on the same station, the two halves, so that's where it gets tricky. I've crossed, you know, pricing out better coax. I'm not really too worried for the HF, the distance. I don't think there's enough loss to really worry about it. But on some of the VHF stuff, I don't know, it seems like there's a lot of stuff about, you know, it doesn't take much to start getting lost at the higher frequencies. So I will definitely keep everyone up to date on it. I don't know, because I'm just concerned how far the data will travel down the Cat 6 and stuff, and it doesn't seem like that far. And if nothing else, in a couple weeks, I might have a bunch of really nice, heavy-duty, shielded Cat 6 cable for sale. Hi. So I will, on the remote thing, I actually know a couple guys that use on their own station, like especially for 75 meters, they travel a lot, and they have, I guess you need, it's relatively easy if you have one of those flex types radios, which I don't have, you know, that kind of thing. I just have a old school, so, you know, once the setup's there, they can pretty much run their station from their cars and stuff when they're traveling or in a motel room or whatever. It's kind of cool. I don't know much about it, but it's interesting. I would only need something like that if I traveled a lot. Back to that, NK1B.
Hey, Steve, and please keep us informed on your progress on the tower and how you make out with the cable and so forth. It dawned on me when you're talking about VHF versus HF, you can actually do a partially remote and put the VHF radio at the base of the tower with the control head back in the shack and do a direct run for the HF all the way back to the shack, unless you're trying to run everything from one radio, in which case that wouldn't work. But that was a thought. Okay, we're going to go on to John, WNJOP. The first Wednesday of each month, we have a theme that we talk about. Unless people have questions, then that comes first. So you've heard part of what we've been talking about. The theme was, what plans do you have for this year that involve amateur radio, or any progress or changes you plan to make, etc.? What are your thoughts? W1JOP, KC1TWR.
Yeah, I guess you could call that a resolution or something. W1JOP, I would like to become more active with the public service events, like Nine Big Triathlon, that sort of thing. And as far as remote control goes, I always found that stuff to be kind of interesting. I know that Kevin mentioned something about the Raspberry Pi. I have one. I know those are capable of a lot. So I think if everything's put together right, you should have no problem. But anyway, that's all I have for right now. I'll listen in and see if I got any more to add. This is W1JOP.
Good, John, and I'm actually involved with the coordination of some of those events, and the transmitting out to people the calendar of various events, public service events that are supported in the region. So I will include you in those emails, and maybe we can talk about it later. Anyhow, we're at the bottom of the list. This is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club. All radio operators are welcome to join. You do not have to be a member of the club. Anybody that would like to join at this time, please call now. Okay, we're going to go back to the top of the list. My name is Tim. I'm in the city of Groton, and this is my call sign is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo. And being at the top of the list, we're going to go back to Kevin and see what else he might be on his mind. KA6PDG, this is KC1TWR.
Well, Steve mentioned that sometimes his stereo brain, both channels are not on the same station. I sometimes forget to hook up the antenna. I echo what John said, actually. I haven't been as involved as I'd like to be with some of the public service events in the coming year, or in the past couple of years. I got that. See what I mean? Let me screw the antenna connection in here. Mainly because of time constraints, so I'd like to do more of that this year, because I am backing off from other things I'm involved with, so I have more time to do the things that are the other things that are important to me. Let's see, as far as I know, there used to be a phone portion of 12 meters. I do have a copy of the band plan in the other room. I'll have to look at that, of course. But there used to be a phone portion, unless something has changed. And Steve, the remote idea, the reason I said it wasn't like everybody else was typically doing, is the idea is to control the radio using the DTM F tones on the phone, cell phone or whatever it is. And that, you know, that makes it a little more complicated. But for me and my operating needs, or whatever you want to, however you want to word that, I think it would be, well, as I like to say, slick as kettle. Anyway, the idea, you know, if I'm out of town or up at my cousin's or maybe traveling and I want to check into the USLNet, or I want to, work somebody on HF that I'm planning to contact, whatever the case might be, probably ordinarily checking into nets would be the main use I'd have for it. I think that would be fun and enjoyable. Let's see, what else did I have in my notes here? I'm hoping that the recording of the net will be better tonight than it has been the last few weeks. Did get the receive antenna up nice and high, thanks to N1SPX. And it's, in fact, it's the bottom of it actually comes up to the bottom of the diamond, the X50. So it's nice and high. And just to remind reminder that if you want to listen to recordings of this net, I'll have to start a new folder tonight for 2020. But if you go to am1700.org/tipsnet, you'll be right there, am1700.org/tipsnet, and listen to recordings of the nets. And, Tim, I'm from Connecticut, so I say, if it ain't fixed, don't break it. KA6PDG back to net.
Kevin, you got me on that one. That's absolutely correct. I forgot about that saying. Absolutely good. Just to double back to the 12 meter for a second, it's interesting. If I go to one section of the ARRL website, where it talks about the ARRL.org/band plan, under 12 meters, it only goes up to, it only mentions the RTTY and packet, although where it talks about 12 meters, it does, the packet ends at 0.93, but the overall title of that section goes to 0.99. And if, when I brought up the actual chart that gets issued out, the last one being in September of 2017, you're correct, from 24.93 up to 24.990 is indeed a phone and image. So that's good. That's good news, especially for me. It's a lot easier for me to do phone than it is to do packet or RTTY. Okay, and with that, we'll go down in line to Dave and see what else he might have rattled around in his brain there. K1DCT, KC1TWR.
All right, well, not much new here. Yeah, I've got my band plan chart right here. So, that's correct. Well, nobody wanted to try that out. We certainly could, up on 12 meters. Let's see, as far as, let's see, Steve's brain, stereo, but not on the same channel. Maybe one side is actually on a subcarrier carrying some news program or something that you didn't think was there. So that's about it. I don't have much to add. Back to net, K1DCT.
Okay, very good. Not to worry. And, yeah, my brain's kind of spinning around myself. The last few days have been very busy, and consequently my brain is only half here this evening, I have to admit. And maybe that helps bring some of the clarity, and maybe it doesn't. So let's go next on the list to Steve in K1B. This is KC1TWR.
So I had a little conversation conversation with him, and he handed out some paperwork, explained what I was doing, showed him my portable station and all that stuff. So hopefully I have influenced him a little bit, maybe to get back into it, especially from Rhode Island. And then we also had a visit from the Rhode Island Environmental Police, and made me a little nervous at first, but they did a drive-through and kind of looked over, and nothing was said, nothing was done, so I guess that's all good. Just like the, it ain't broke, don't fix it. If no news is good news, I guess. So that went very well. It was a good experience. And then we stopped at another part in Connecticut on the way back. That went well also. But that's all I got. And K1V.
Steve, for sharing that story with us. Glad you're getting so much enjoyment out of parks on the air. And I know you've infected Chuck and 1SPX and a little bit of the Kevin K6PDG, which is all good. And it's good that you're able to, you know, maybe you talking to that general might have piqued his interest just a little bit, maybe get him back in the hobby, you know, active in the hobby again. Or if not, that's okay. Okay, we've got one more on the list at this point. We'll go down and see you with John, what you've been thinking about all this. W1JOP, KC1TWR.
I just stepped away from the radio, so, excuse me. But it's been an interesting night and all that. But, so I just listened from this point on. This is W1JOP.
Okay, very good, John. And I don't know if you heard Kevin earlier, but if you go to the AM1700.org /tipsnet, he's been recording and he's got a little bit different setup with his antenna and so forth. So if you go to listen to this recording in a day or two when he gets it up there, it should be a little bit better quality than we've heard previously, but we'll find out. Either way, I've listened to some of those recordings, and they're not perfect, but they're definitely not studio quality, but they're definitely understandable and readable and good information. Can you reset the repeater? Okay, before we go into section 2 and 3 of the TIPSnet, I think I'd like to go down the list one more time just to make sure we've covered all bases and that nobody's left wanting. And Kevin, I'll make sure you're also included on the list. I hope to get a list out in the next few days that is going to list all the events that the Amateur Radio Club is usually involved with locally for the local events. And that should include up through, for all of Aries Region 4, from the Mass border on down. And some of the dates I have, some of the organizations have not published the dates, so I'm going to put TBD usually on like third Saturday or something, just to give a clue. But we'll see how that works out. So, any final words for this round from you, Kevin, KA6PDG. This is KC1TWR.
Don't forget, well, if it's appropriate in what you're doing, list the breakfasts, too, on there, even though they're not on the air yet. Breakfasts on the air. Oh, Kevin, stop it. And I'm not promising studio quality, but I think it'll be a step up. One of the challenges I have is I'm using a scanner as a receiver, and that's not always the best option, but it's the best option I have right now. Steve, I think it was, Steve's little experience made me think, good idea. We should always, as hams, have paperwork with us, you know, little handouts or whatever, whether you're doing parks on the air or something similar, or just out on your own operating somewhere, in case somebody has questions. You can give them the little elevator talk and hand them a couple of sheets of paper or a couple of printouts from a website or from the ARRL or whatever, maybe a copy of QST. And for Dave, after this net is over, 24.960, 24.960, Dave, and anybody else who has the capability, and I'll leave my radio on this repeater in case we don't connect, we can connect. KA6PDG, back to net, Tim. Thanks.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Kevin. And so, yeah, after this net, and those that have the capability of the 12 meter, go ahead and join Kevin at 24.960 and see how the bands are doing this evening. Okay, and with that, we'll move on to Dave, K1DCT, and see if he has any further thoughts or comments based on that, or on parts on the air, antennas, 12 meters, you name it. K1DCT, KC1TWR.
All right, not really anything to add. I guess I do have a quick question here. It's not too complicated. Just wondering if they're still having the Aries First Wednesday DMR net at 8:30 on TAC 4. I wonder if that's still going to go on, or maybe that's been postponed due to the new year. But if anyone happens to know, I might, if it's still on, I'll try and check in. K1DCT, back to net.
Well, Dave, that's a very fair question, and I have not received an email from Vinny, KP1JDX, canceling it. So as far as I know, it will be occurring this evening in about 40 minutes. My thought is to try and join that net, which I usually miss for some strange reason, but I've made a New Year's resolution. I'm going to try and hit as many as I can. So you'll definitely find me on that net, or at least questioning if the net's going to occur or not. So hopefully it will, and we'll go from there. And next, on to Steve in K1B. This is KC1TWR.
K1B. I got nothing else for this round. I do, I am on 12 meters and 24.95859. There's a huge carrier with a tone. I don't know if you're getting that, Kevin, or not, but 960 might be an issue for me. But either way, that's all I got. Back to net. MK1B.
Okay, I'm going to go to John and then I'll dance back up to Kevin again in case he has any further thought on that. But, well, actually, John said he's just going to listen from here on in, which is fine. That's good. And anybody else that's listening, we're glad you're there. And at some point, if you want to check in, that's fine. And if you just want to listen, that's fine too. So let's go back to Kevin real quick. And based on Steve's comment, any change in frequency? Kevin, K6PDG, this is KC1TWR.
I'm not hearing what he's hearing there, but let's go 24.963, 24.963, and we might want to check with Dave and make sure he copied. I did hear somebody tuning on there. I was assuming it was Dave, but on 960. But anyway, we'll go to 963, Tim, KA6PDG.
Okay, and let's quickly go to Dave and see if that works for him, and then we'll ask Steve. So, K1DCT, this is KC1TWR.
Roger, I copy 963, K1DCT, back to net.
Thank you, Dave, and on to Steve, NK1B, this is KC1TWR.
Yep, 963, nice flat line.
Okay, very good. I won't be there, but I hope you guys make contact and it works very well. Okay, before I go into the second and third final section of the TIPSnet, I'd like to do another call out. This is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TIPSnet. You do not need to be a member to join. All amateur radio operators are welcome. If you'd like to check in, please do so now with your call sign.
Here is Kilo 1, Romeo, Mike November, Bob and Montel.
Mike recognizes Bob, K1RMN. Any further check-ins? About to start the second and third sections. Bob, I don't know how long you've been listening. There's a group, a couple of people who are planning to try and make contact on 12 meters at 24.963 after this net. Did you hear that, or are you aware of that now?
Oh, this is K1RMN to net. Yeah, I heard that, and I'm dialed up there and just waiting to see if anybody shows up myself. Yeah, thanks.
Okay, very good, very good. And actually, I'll give you a quick chance to make any comments you might want to make before we go to section 2 or 3, seeing as you jumped on the boat. Back to you, K1RMN. This is KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, this is K1RMN. Only comment today was fox hunt up in Manchester. It was a lot of fun. Chuck, NA1CN, was number 4 in finding the fox. I was working with him, but I was geographically quite a ways away, so by the time I got around, it was close to the end of it, but a lot of fun. The fox ended up being at the, I think it's Cromwell, there's a ferry crossing there, and Chuck had traced it all the way down to the wrong side of the river, but he was right on top of it, so once he got around, he was able to find him, and I was able to come up and do the same thing along Route 99. So a lot of fun, and they did a great job. I think that's it. This is K1RMN, back to net control.
Oh, very good, Bob. I'm glad you had a good time there. I'm glad it worked out well. I hope to join you guys next New Year's Day. Unfortunately, I was unable to get up there today. What was I going to say? Okay, I think at this point we're going to go ahead and go into the second section, which is, we'll now start the second section of TIPSnet. Does anyone, for announcements and upcoming events and items of interest? We'll cover a few before we get started, just to get them on the table. Tomorrow morning, there is an amateur radio group that meets every Thursday morning at 7 a.m. promptly when they open doors at the Old Times restaurant up in Norwich. And all amateur radio operators are welcome to join. Saturday morning, there will be a breakfast at the Uncasville Diner on Route 32. And tomorrow night is the first Scrams meeting of the year at 7 o'clock at the Waterford Police Department in one of their conference rooms. Next Tuesday is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club. I take that back. I believe I am incorrect on that. I'm just double-checking my calendar. No, it is not next Tuesday. It's actually the 14th is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club meeting. And I think that's all. Oh, and also a week from today, on the 8th, is the start of the tech class at the Red Cross headquarters on Route 32 in Montville. And that's going to run from 6 to 9 p.m. I know we have at least 4 people signed up so far, hopefully about double that, but that's all that I'm aware of at this point. And with that, we'll open the floor. Anyone have any items of interest or announcements, please call now.
To announcements about stuff going on, particularly the ham radio classes. I don't know if it resulted in any, if it was fruitful, but this time around I had my church, and actually our church is yoked up with another church, so actually 2 church bulletins. I had them put the announcement about the ham radio class in the church bulletin, so if you're a churchgoer or you have a family member who attends church, that's one idea. For ham radio classes, you never know who might be interested. Have them printed in the church bulletins. KA6PDG, it's all I got.
thank you, Kevin. It is an excellent idea. And I know several people have tried various things, but I hadn't heard of that one, so that's an excellent idea. I personally don't have a church I'm associated with at the moment, so I don't have a bulletin I can put it in, but probably some other people on the air do. Okay, last call for any announcements or anything before we go into the third section. Any announcements, upcoming events, etc., please call now. Now on to the third section of the TIPSnet. Is there anyone that wishes to swap, sell, or looking for amateur radio-related items? Please call now. Okay, nothing heard. This is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo, net control for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Weekly TIPSnet. Are there any additional check-ins now before we close the net? If so, please call now. Okay, that was the last call. If we have no further check-ins, I'm going to close the net and release people to go to the 12-meter band. Thanks to all that participated in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TIPSnet, and thanks to all that stood by and listened as we conducted the net. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors this event and has their meeting on the second Tuesday of each month at the American Red Cross office at 1031, number 1031 on Route 32, Montville, Connecticut. The meetings start at 7 p.m. and are open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about the club may be found at www.tricityarc.net. That's TRICITYARC.net. We thank John, W1AM, for the use of this repeater. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo saying good evening and 73.